Hi, this is Dave with an extended scene from the sermon this past Sunday, May 3rd, entitled The Meek, based on Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," and Numbers 12, which tells the story of Miriam and Aaron's rebellion against Moses. If you haven't had a chance to watch that sermon, go ahead and click the link below and watch it before you move on to the rest of this extended scene. Today I want to focus on Miriam's restoration. If you recall, God punished Miriam because she was the ringleader of this rebellion, and he punished her by giving her leprosy. Moses, because he was meek, because he loved Miriam, begged God to heal her, and God answered Moses' prayer. But that process of healing and restoration would take time. Miriam would be cast out of the camp, which means that she would have to live by herself in quarantine in the wilderness for 7 days. And then only then, after 7 days, she would be able to re-enter the camp, healed and restored, into fellowship with Moses and into fellowship with the rest of the people of Israel. Miriam shows us that healing and restoration are a process. When we pray for forgiveness, God will forgive us instantaneously. His forgiveness is unconditional. But it may take time for us to experience the power of that forgiveness in a way that actually heals and changes us. When we repent of our sin, it will take time and hard work to see real change on a heart level. We can say that we're sorry for getting angry, but if we really want to grow in controlling our anger, we're going to need to do the hard work of understanding where our anger comes from. And we're going to have to repent over our anger again and again. We're going to need to be patient with ourselves. When we say that we're sorry for sinning against someone, they may forgive us right away, but it may take time for them to trust us again. It may take time before they want to do things with us again, before they want to spend time with us again. Restoration is a process, and we need to be patient with the people that we've hurt. The good news is that God is far more patient with us and with the people who have hurt us than we ever could be. In the last two verses of Numbers 12, the Bible tells us that Miriam was shut outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not set out on the march till Miriam was brought in again. After that, the people set out for Hazareth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Now, the reason that the people of Israel didn't leave without Miriam was not because of their generosity of heart or their meekness or their patience, but it was because of God's meekness. It was because of God's generosity of heart. It was because of God's meekness. You see, in Numbers, the people of Israel were led through the wilderness by God, and God appeared to them by a cloud during the day and by a pillar of fire during the night. And they could not move until the cloud moved or the pillar of flour moved. The pillar of fire moved. The people could not move until God moved. And so the fact that they waited for Miriam shows us that God was waiting for Miriam. God did not move until Miriam was completely healed and completely restored. God was not going to leave Miriam behind. God never gave up on Miriam. In this past Sunday's sermon, I shared a story about Charles Simeon, about how he lost his temper, and how when he was confronted with his anger and his temper and his sin and this deep character flaw, Simeon responded with such generosity of spirit, such meekness, and such graciousness. Well, this anger problem was really a lifelong struggle for Simeon. And there's a story that from the beginning of his ministry. There was this one day near in his early ministry when Simeon traveled 12 miles to visit a fellow pastor and his family. And when Simeon left, the daughters of that pastor complained to their father that Simeon was so rude and so arrogant. And so the father took his daughters to the backyard and asked them to pick a peach from the tree. And the girls noticed that the peaches were still green and unripe because it was still early in the summer. And they asked him why he wanted an unripe peach. And the father said, "Well, my dears, it is green now, and we must wait. But a little more sun and a few more showers, and the peach will be ripe and sweet." So it is with Mr. Simeon. The gracious and meek Charles Simeon, who thanked his friend for rebuking him and asked for his continual help to grow in his character, was a much sweeter and ripened man who had ripened under the constant care of God's grace. Simeon still struggled with his anger, but he was meek about it, and it made a world of difference. Some of you may be convinced that the most frustrating people in your life will never change. Some of you may be frustrated with yourselves because you feel like you will never change. Think of Miriam. Think of Charles Simeon. Think even of Moses, the murderer who became the meekest man of his generation. Because God is meek in his steadfast love for us, all of us, even our enemies, are merely unripe peaches if we call ourselves his people. If we will only soak in the sun of God's grace, in the water of God's grace, in due time we will ripen and we will become sweeter, and we will experience complete restoration with those that have hurt us and with those we have hurt. If we only put our faith in Jesus, God will never leave us behind. And so friends, look to Jesus, your meek Savior, and rest in him and hope in him, and don't give up on the process, because God has not given up on you. Amen.